This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. Let's just worship the Lord together on this day, shall we? And listen, if Jesus is at the center of your joy, you will always have a song, no matter what else is going on in your life. So keep Him there in the center of your joy.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Say amen to all that. And here's a good prayer given to us in the scripture, prayed by the Apostle Paul for the saints at Ephesus, and for us too. It's recorded in Ephesians chapter 3, that God would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. What a dynamic prayer this was for these Christians at Ephesus. He prayed that they would be strengthened with might by God's Spirit in the inner man. You see, this isn't just our own natural ability and our own striving and trying, for it is not him that willeth or him that runneth, but God who showeth mercy. And it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So how much do we need to be strengthened with might by his Spirit, with a capital S, by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded. I love those words. So many of us are not rooted and grounded. We're just too shallow. And do you know what happens to people who are too shallow and they have no roots? Well, I'm sure you've read that parable of the sower who went out to sow in Matthew 13. And a part of that parable says some of the seed fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. They believed quickly, and they gave up quickly. That's because they were too shallow. They weren't rooted and grounded. And we had better not be rooted and grounded in anything else other than Jesus. Another symbolism given to us in the scripture, in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, "Whoever hears what I say and does it, I will liken him to a wise man who dug deep to the rock and built his house upon the rock. He laid the foundation on the rock, and when the rains came down and the floods came up and the winds blew and beat vehemently against that house, it did not shake it. It stood." That's what you call rooted and grounded. Whether you use this in agriculture, the picture of a plant being sown in the earth and its roots going deep into the soil, and then when the sun comes out, it won't wither, it won't kill it, but the trials and tribulations of life, the hot sun, will merely cause it to grow into fruition and bear fruit. And so that's in agriculture. But in the building trades, when someone builds a house and they dig down deep and put that foundation on solid rock, then it's not the sun coming out. Now it's the winds blowing and the rains falling, the floods arising. A type of the trials and tribulations and persecutions that arise because of the word, because of our following Jesus. But when those things arise, it won't hurt you, and the house won't shake, and the seed won't wither and die, but it's going to be successful and bring forth fruit. Dear friend, are you rooted and grounded in love? That's what the Bible tells us to be, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. And that word love is the same as God, because I read in 1 John, in that epistle, where it says, "He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." And in that same epistle it says, God is love. Where are your roots? You know, I'm afraid a lot of people are rooted in bitterness and jealousy and strife and envy and all those nasty negative emotions and dispositions. That is not true Christianity. And yet I know, you don't have to tell me that a lot of so-called Christians that go by the name that they are Christians and saints of the Lord can sure act and behave unbelievably rude and mean. But that's not true Christianity. And we are not to be rooted in bitterness, or we're going to reap the results of it. As a Christian, we have got to be rooted and grounded in love. Oh, may the Lord open our eyes and help us to see this. This is true Christianity. The whole message of the New Testament says, love one another. And we don't pick and choose. New Testament love loves everybody, even our enemies, even those who don't like you. God's love reaches out to everybody. Now, it's the sinner of the world who picks and chooses. You know, even the good-for-nothing crook has his friends. And I'm sure that Hitler had his friends. But don't be his enemy, or don't be someone he doesn't like. As a Christian, we can't afford to pick and choose and to say, well, I like you, and I like you, and I like you, and I'm going to show you favor and mercy, and I'm going to be nice to you. But these other folks, I don't like them, so I'm not going to be nice to them. True Christianity is nice to everybody, even those who don't love you. The publicans and the Pharisees, they saluted their friends and greeted them, and they were nice to people that they chose to be nice to, but they weren't very nice to those they didn't want to be nice to. But Christianity and God's love goes way beyond that. It even becomes a one-way street, a willingness to pour oneself out to others even though they don't reciprocate. That's true love. All other kind of love is just emotionalism. But true, godly, Christian love is willing to reach out to people even though they don't reach out to you. This is what Paul said as he wrote his epistle, his second epistle to the Corinthian church. He said, I know that the more I love you, the less I be loved. But that's okay. I'm going to keep on loving you. This is what the Lord wants us to do. Yes, it's possible that the more you love someone, the less you be loved. But true Christianity keeps on loving and never gives up. So I think a good prayer for us to pray along with the Apostle Paul of our being rooted and grounded in love is that God also would open our eyes and cause us to understand what true Christianity is. Not hypocrisy, not make-believe, not something phony, not some pretense or put on, but what being a true Christian really means. And do you know where I get all this? I get it right out of the Bible, because the Word of God, the inspired Word of God, that says, thus saith the Lord, that is our guide and our instruction. And listen, when everything else fails, read the instructions, and the Lord will teach us how to live. And He will touch our eyes and illumine our blindness and our ignorance and cause us to grasp it and to understand what it means to walk with God. Lord, open our eyes that we may grasp it, that we may understand what You want to do in our hearts and lives, and how to treat other people, and how to be what You want us to be. In Jesus' name.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. To see You high and lifted up.
the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy.
Have you ever heard that beautiful hymn, In Tenderness He Sought Me? I want you to listen to it in just a moment. And I tried desperately to find a hymn book that had the words in it. And it took me a while going through different hymnals until I finally found it in one of the old copies of the Methodist hymn book, the Broadman Hymnal, dated 1940. And the words are just magnificent. That says, in tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again, while angels in his presence sang until the courts of heaven rang. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He washed the bleeding sin wounds, and poured in oil and wine. He whispered to assure me, I have found thee, thou art mine. I never heard a sweeter voice, it made my aching heart rejoice. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. If we really believed that and understood it, how happy we would be today. We wouldn't give in to grumbling and complaining and thinking negative thoughts. If we really dwell on that beautiful thought that it was God's great love that reached down from heaven above to reach into my heart and to save me. Now, if you are not saved, if you are not a Christian, if you have not said yes to God, you can do that right now. And you can become a recipient of everything that I'm saying to you this morning, because God is no respecter of persons. Do you know that? The devil would tell you otherwise. But God is no respecter of persons. He loves you as well as anybody else. And he says to you as well as to me, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So it is your responsibility to come. Don't just sit there, but do what blind Bartimaeus did when he heard one day that Jesus passed by, and he began to cry out to him and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And the people standing by said, oh, hush up, be quiet. You're making too much noise. But he called all the louder, Jesus, help me. And you know what? Jesus heard him, and he stopped right where he was and called for him. And then the people around said to blind Bartimaeus, be of good cheer, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his old raiment, came where Jesus was. And the Lord said, what do you want me to do for you? And that poor blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said, receive your sight, your faith has made you whole. And immediately his eyes were opened and he saw. Dear friend, do you know that wherever you are, and I never know who's listening to this broadcast, maybe you're a farmer way out there in the country, or maybe you're one of those city slickers who lives right in the hustle and bustle of town. Maybe you work in a factory. Maybe you're a student of school. Maybe you're a housewife and you got your hands full taking care of the children and taking care of the house. And all these things are important and all these things are necessary. One is not more important than the other. They're all important. But wherever you are and whoever you are listening, maybe you're a shut-in all by yourself. May the love of Jesus reach out to you where you are. And if you're not a Christian, may he save you. Right now, if you would just open your heart and look up to heaven and say yes to God. Just say yes. Yes, Lord. I open my heart. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And before you get those words out of your mouth, if it comes from your heart, thou shalt be saved. And then follow the Lord in obedience and baptism and show to the world that you're on the Lord's side and you have said yes to him. All because it was his tenderness that sought you and me, weary and sick with sin. It was his love that sought me, his blood that bought me, his grace that brought me to the fold. It's all because of Calvary, all because of Jesus and his love. And now I want to just open up to him and say yes to God with all my heart. And dear friend, you do the same. Do it. Big question is not, does Jesus have room in his heart for you? The big question is, do you have room in your heart for him? Open the door of your heart today. Say yes to God. Invite Jesus to come in, and He will. Well, this is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening to Morning Devotions. I've enjoyed being with you. Have a good day. Walk with God. Be rooted and grounded in love. Don't let the winds blow you away. Be rooted and grounded. Have room in your heart for Jesus. God bless you throughout this day.